smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Core.
From today, we now have to pay for a plastic carrier bag from a supermarket or large store. Nicola's got the details for the update.
Well, last year, more than 7.5 billion plastic bags were handed out by major supermarkets. That's the equivalent of 140 per person. Now, when you're out shopping, you'll have to pay 5p for a plastic bag, something being welcomed by business expert Dr. Pamela Yeo from the Uni of Kent.
It's a great initiative. I think if the government is serious about changing people's attitudes towards use of single-use bags, then this would be a good, you know, a positive step forward.
England is the last part of the UK to bring in the charge, and it's all about reducing litter and protecting wildlife. Richard Harrington's from the Marine Conservation Society.
People will, at the checkout, think about whether they need to take a plastic bag or two, or if they can do without them. So we think this will really begin to help people to really cause a change in behaviour countrywide.
Money raised from the charge will be going to charity, and we've been out in Strood to find out what shoppers think.
I think it's a really good idea, and I don't think 5p is that much, really. In the olden days, it would have been a penny, wouldn't it? But we're a long way on now.
The planet's obviously in meltdown, so we need to start doing something, and it's a small way to start.
It is a lot of money, really, because all you do is recycling it, so you're just giving them the money back anyway.
You've also been voting today in our poll at kentonline.co.uk on whether we should be charged at all for plastic bags. 47% of you say yes, with the same number saying no, while 6% think maybe.
Three police officers involved in the investigation into the disappearance of a Kent teenager have been given warnings over misconduct. Jaden Parkinson, who used to live in Folkestone, disappeared from her home in Oxfordshire in December 2013. Her body was later found in a graveyard. The officers were investigated after the Independent Police Complaints Commission launched a review into how the force responded to the 17-year-old's disappearance. Four men arrested after a teenager was stabbed in Canterbury have been released on police bail. The 19-year-old was found on South Street just before midnight on Friday and is now in a stable condition in hospital. The group, who are all from London, have been bailed until December.
This is KMFM News.
Councils are going to be allowed to keep taxes collected from businesses instead of sending the cash to the government. The money will replace the grants local authorities get at the moment. The Chancellor's explained the reasons behind the change at the Conservative Party conference in Manchester.
So this is what our plan means. Attract a business and you attract more money. Regenerate a high street and you will reap the benefits. Grow your area and you'll grow your revenue too.
If you're driving into Rochester, you'll need to know about one of the area's car parks temporarily closing as works carried out at the railway station. The site on Corporation Street will be shut for the next 8 weeks so it can be raised, resurfaced and have new lighting brought in. A permanent memorial to Gurkha soldiers in a part of Kent has been unveiled by Joanna Lumley. The actress who's campaigned for Gurkha rights was joined by the First Lady of Nepal at a ceremony in Folkestone's Garden of Remembrance. Dan Garung is chair of the Folkestone Gurkha Memorial Fund.
This statue is not only the statue itself, this is also the education of both community and forthcoming generation of the community.
And a 10-foot python that's been on the loose near Maidstone for more than 3 months has been found safe and well. A huge search was launched when Zombie, the snake, went missing from its Larkfield home. It was found yesterday afternoon in a tree at the nearby Tesco.
KMFM Sport.
In football, Manchester United's boss says he didn't expect to be beaten so convincingly at Arsenal. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Karina.
Well, they were on a winning run of three Premier League games before the 3-0 defeat. Louis van Gaal says it certainly didn't go to plan.
We were top of the league, and then you have to play Arsenal, who are also fighting to be on the top of this league. But they are 3 points behind, so you can put them 6 points behind, and then you start like we have started.
In motorsport, Kent's Shane Byrne is still in with a chance of taking the British Superbike title for a fifth time after two decent results at the weekend. The Isle of Sheppey rider finished second and fifth in the two races at Silverstone yesterday. It means he's 47 points behind the leader, Josh Brooks, going into the final three races of the season at Kent's Brands Hatch in a fortnight. And in tennis, Johanna Konta has become a top 50 tennis player for the first time in her career. The British number one has has risen to 49th in the world rankings, having reached the quarterfinals at the Wuhan Open in China last week. Konta is enjoying a fine back end of the season and also reached the fourth round of the US Open.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.